when you would open the Microsoft Ayers portal, so you'll be able to see something like this. If you have open manage.windowsayer.com, but Microsoft has also launched the new portal of Ayer as well. So now what we're just going to do is that if I just simply go here and click on new, but before that I will just let you know that here is a credit status where you can see that what credit is available, which subscription are you, and how many days are left in order to get your credit expired, and you have to consume that, or even if you don't consume that, it's your will. So if I simply just go to new, so here I'm having different components. So number one is the compute, which is the execution model. So this is the interface for executing the application, which is one of the most basic functions of Ayer. As seen above, it has I would say the web application inside, virtual machines, mobile services, and cloud services. The batch services are right now not available. So to use the batch services, we have to go to the new portal of Ayer, and we would also try that. And after that, I would say the next one here is the data services. Previously, it was data management, and it has SQL databases, the storage, HD Insight, which is now available in the portal, and the recovery services, machine learning, and it has the complete machine learning studio of Ayer inside this, and that you can use for performing experiments with a lot of templates already available there out of the box of Ayer that you can use. With that, the stream analytics, you can create and manage the stream analytics jobs, so you can easily do that. After that, if I just go here, app services, so app services, I'm having the media service, service bus, the mobile engagement, that is quite amazing when you are developing the mobile application, for example. You want to develop an iOS application or Android application, maybe a Xamarin application targeting iOS and Android both, or maybe a Xamarin Farm application. So you would like to get some analytics, and not only analytics, but you would also like to have the push notification, all of the stuff at one place. And you would like to segregate your data, segregate your users, so you can do easily using the mobile engagement with that. We also have Visual Studio Team services. We have BizTalk services, we have CDN, and if you just go down, automation is basically available in the new portal. So these are the features which are disabled are available in the new portal, and there we have a scheduler or a scheduler, whatever you say, and then API management. For example, if you have your own custom API built and you want to just monetize that, or you want to create a proper API with documentation, so what you can easily do is that you can use the API management here and you just put in the URLs, and it will just create the endpoints for you. And if you want to make a quota for the API and do things like that, you can do easily using the API management. And after that, I would say Active Directory, the most important thing, and you can manage the Active Directory right from here. And if you simply go to the network services, so it has a virtual network, and it also has a traffic manager as well. So these are the overall all in all the services that are right now available here. But if I just go to the marketplace, so I'm having a lot of options here and a lot of services available here, just like Bing Voice Output, that is in beta, and Bing Voice Recognition. If you simply go to, I can segregate that in developer services, and I can also segregate with the category of data. And these are something that are also available in the Microsoft portal. So this is something that we just discussed about the four major components of Ayer: compute, data services, app services, and network services. And we also discussed briefly about the microservices it provides, just like machine learning, recovery services, SQL databases, and app service. We have media services, mobile engagement, and the team services, In compute, we have virtual machines, web applications, mobile services, and cloud services. We've discussed each and every one in detail, but for now, that was it for the tutorial.